Stelling poll: Boris Johnson has no business tone policing President Trump's Twitter feed. By James Stelling poll on July 16, 2019. Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister in waiting, has described President Donald Trump's robust criticisms of the four Democrat congresswomen known as the Squad as totally unacceptable. Unacceptable to whom, exactly? Most people in Britain, it's true, have never heard of Ilhan Omar. And are probably only dimly aware of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as that cute, slightly goofy-looking college kid they once saw dancing on a video on Twitter. But we know their type well enough: race-baiting, economically illiterate, chippy, whiny, unpatriotic, politically correct, fact-averse, social justice warrior cry bullies who have ascended the greasy pole of politics by stoking up grievance, fomenting resentment and sowing division, whose hard-left policies, if ever implemented, would soon transform our country into yet another third-world Marxist basket case. Given the full background to the story, rather than the very partial version we tend to get in the rampantly anti-Trump UK media, I suspect most of us would applaud the president's response to these enemies within. Why should huckster politicians as malign, cynical and dangerous as Omar and co. deserve any kind of linguistic protection from the president's Twitter feed? And what business is it, anyway, of a British prime minister to tone police the leader of the USA? Here is a reminder of what Trump actually said in his totally unacceptable tweet. Well, yes. You could argue, as the liberal left has been doing for the last few days, that to send them back to where they came from and see how they like it then is a racist trope. But that is not a political neutral position. That is very much the confected outrage position you adopt when you're a leftist grievance monger and you want to put the worst possible complexion on your political opponent's language in order simultaneously to demean him and to undercut his argument. Boris Johnson, as a conservative, should not be playing the left's game. Boris Johnson, as a colorful, outspoken writer and speechmaker forever being accused by the left of making gaffes, should especially not be playing the left's game. It will only give his enemies succor, while letting down his allies. And anyway, Trump was right. America would indeed be a happier, more stable, peaceful place if Ilhan Omar was back in her native Somalia, perhaps helping to rebuild that war-torn nation by erecting more transgender toilets, promoting LGBTQ rights and pushing for tougher gun control. I'll bet she'd win over those competing militias in no time. For the sake of peace, Ilhan, show you care and hop onto the next flight to Mogadishu.